Thank you very much for being with us. How do you think the U.S. should use or mix soft power and hard power in dealing with Iran?
And Golnaz, would you identify yourself, please?
I'm with the Central Newsroom.
Iran is a difficult case. I don't think you're going to be able to entice or attract the mullahs who rule Iran very easily. Indeed, some of the cultural artifacts which we produce, Hollywood films, for example, are actually repulsive to the ruling group in Iran. At the same time, while a mullah may say that a film of Baywatch is repulsive and the great Satan, many Iranian teenagers want nothing more than American films to show in the privacy of their own apartments. And so Iran is a mixed case in terms of the ability to attract. But it's worth remembering that if we go forward with greater sanctions on Iran as part of a sticks component, we also need to attract other countries to be able to get strengthening of those sanctions, which means that whether we have a policy toward Iran which stresses diplomacy and which emphasizes soft power in general may help us in terms of our ability to wield hard power. So that's the question of the mix of how you adjust your soft and hard power instruments. Dennis Ross is going to be given the difficult task of trying to figure out how you adjust these tools of foreign policy in the case of Iran. But he wrote a very interesting book on statecraft, which shows that he is indeed very adept at thinking about this mixture of hard and soft power tools. And I'm encouraged by his appointment. I think he is indeed a very skillful diplomat and a good analyst of the situation.